Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Kick the Devil Out, Already in Progress.
I said, well, have you kicked the devil out of him yet that's blinding his mind? Kick the devil out of him. You got to be kidding. You act like I have power over the devil. Do you? So when I learned this story, learned this the first time. I mean, when I kicked that devil out of somebody that was trying to get saved, couldn't get them saved, just like this deal with Larry. I mean, I could not get him to even acknowledge. He didn't want nothing to do with God. I don't believe there is a God. And so I just kicked the devil out of him. I mean, he's riding there in the pickup with me, and I said, okay, devil, I've told you what to do, you and your horse, your bunch of crooks. I command you to come out of him now and go away and leave him alone and do not go back in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving me power over the devil. I said, devil, you can go. Get out. I don't need you no more. Why should I be concerned if I am a son of God and Jesus Christ lives inside of me and he's my big brother and he defeated the devil 2,000 years ago for me? Should I be afraid of the devil?
No.
Absolutely not. I am not afraid of the devil. He's afraid of me.
That's right.
I like that sign in there the girls put on the refrigerator. Oh my God, look out, she's up. That's the way the devil should be with us. When he looks around and he sees one of us as a son or a daughter of God up, he ought to be terrified. So we kick him out. And just like I did with that one for Larry, I kicked those devils out. After I kicked those devils out and asked the Lord to save him, I was in my office one afternoon and he come walking in there and he says, in fact, it was early one morning, that's when it was. He came walking in there with a cup of coffee in his hand, and he says, by the way, Thurman, he says, where do you go to church? Now, this is a guy that, you know, that didn't want nothing to do with Jesus. And I said, well, I go to the First Baptist Church in Justin. And he began to ask me questions, and I began to give him answers. And he says, well, don't you think that, you know, that those people, that don't they just become pastors so they can make lots of money? I told him, I said, no, not hardly. I said, but it does take a lot of money to run the kingdom of God. I said, just like any other business, it takes money. But I said, the thing about it is, the devil is blinding your mind so that one day you'll come to the end of your life and he'll kill you and then he'll drag you into the pit of hell and you'll spend eternity in a pit of hell. And I said, he will tell you, he'll say, you fool. Jesus paid the price for your salvation and it was free. But I blinded your mind all these years and I fooled you so you did not ever come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I said, that's what'll happen. And boy, he stood up right quick and knocked his coffee off and he said, I've heard that voice. He said, I've heard that voice. He said, I ain't gonna spend eternity in that lake of fire. I said, you're going to it unless you make Jesus Lord of your life. How do I do this? I said, stop by Walmart this afternoon on the way home, buy you a Bible. And then I said, start reading in Matthew, and then come see me when you got questions, and I'll answer them. And one day he come by and he said, Thurman, right here it says in Romans 10:8, if I confess with my mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart the Father raised him from the dead, I'll be saved. Is that how this works? And I said, that's it. He said, I want to be saved. And I led the boy to Christ right there, and he got saved. Now then, after we got him saved, are we supposed to become new creatures in Christ?
Yes,
everything changed. This cussing Larry, now that one of the guys told me a few days later, maybe a month later, he said, Thurman, I've never seen anything like it. This Jesus you talk about, he's really real. He said, I've known Larry for years, and I've never heard him speak more than three words, that at least one of them on a word of profanity. He said, he's got the worst mouth I ever heard. But since you led him to Christ, he totally quit using profanity. That's a pretty good sign he got saved, wasn't it, Mike? And so anyway, I said, well, praise the Lord. So anyway, a few days later, Larry was down there, and I was down there, and he was working, and he started to move his arms, do something. And I said, what's wrong with you? And he said, oh, I got this problem with my arm. I said, so how long you had that? He said, several years. He said, I had one of them surgery done on it. But he said, I ain't going to have it done on this one because it took so long for it to heal and it hurts so much. And I'm just not going to have surgery done. I said, well, Larry, you're a son of God now. You don't have to do that. I said, Jesus will heal you. He said, do what? I said, Jesus will heal you. He will, won't he? And so anyway, I told him, I said, go home tonight. I said, you got to have faith for healing. So I said, I want you to go home tonight and I want you to read Matthew 18, 21 through 35, maybe a dozen times. And then come tell me what it says. So anyway, he come back in Matthew 18 and Matthew 18, 19. That's the one I had, Matthew 18, 19. The next day he come into work and he said, you know, Thurman, I read that Matthew 18, 19 last night. And he said, you know, I kept reading that over and over and over. And he said, that clearly says if two of us agree about anything, it'll be done for us. Is that what it says? I said, so what do you want? Would you like to have your arm healed? He said, well, of course. So he said, according to that, all we got to do is just agree. Is that what it said? Yeah. Could God have made it any harder? Or could he made it any easier? He couldn't have made it any easier, could he? So we prayed the prayer of faith. Thank you, Lord, for healing Larry's arm. I said, now try to move your arm. And he went, oh, he said, it still hurts just like it always did. I said, well, it's going to be a healing and not a miracle. I said, sometimes God does miracles and sometimes he does healings. So I said, it's just going to be a healing. So just all you need to do is start praising him and thanking him for your healing. And so anyway, about 3 months later, I was down there at the shop one night and he come running in there and he said, Thurman, praise God, look at this. He was holding a 50-pound hydraulic pump up over his head like this. I said, wow. I said, when did it happen? He said, I don't even know. Said, I don't even know. All I know is I don't have that pain in my arm. I can do anything I want to do. I said, how did you find out you were healed? He said, well, you know, when there's no pain, he said, I'm laying on a creeper underneath this truck with this hydraulic pump, and I'm putting it up under, putting the bolts in. And said, before, it's impossible to do that without somebody helping me. But said, it was absolutely perfect, and I'm putting the bolts and nuts on it and everything and tightening it up, and all of a sudden I realized I have no pain. So he said, I come running out from under there and running, and he said, I'm healed. So he was completely healed. Now then, about 6-8 months later, whatever, he called me, his wife called me one day and says, Thurman, we're at the hospital in Grapevine. Could you come by to see Larry on the way home this afternoon? I said, what's wrong with him? She said, he's down in his back. I said, okay. So I drove by there that afternoon on the way home and walked into his room. And man, they got him stretched out and they got weights on his feet and pulling him out, stretching him, stringing him out there and everything. And I said, how'd this happen? Oh, he said, I've had back trouble for 30 years. And he said, it's just a way of life. You know, he said, I've had the back trouble so long, I just don't know what it's like not to have back trouble. I said, well, I said, Larry, did that Matthew 18, 19 work pretty good for us for your back? I mean, for your arm? And he said, well, it did. I said, well, then why don't we take one of those promises and stand on it for your back? So anyway, I prayed. I said, now, Larry, you know you got to believe with no doubt in your heart. So I prayed for him and asked the Lord to heal his back. And then I started to walk out and I said, remember, in the morning, get up in the morning, take that weight off of you and walk out of the hospital. You're healed. You got to exercise faith. Well, the next day, about 4 o'clock, he come walking in my office. And I said, how you doing? He said, I'm healed. I said, well, what took you so long to get here? He said, I got up the next morning, like you said, and I put my clothes on and I walked out of the door just as the doctor walked in. And he says, what are you doing? I said, Jesus healed me. I'm going home. He said, no, you've been stretched out there, you know, and everything, and everything's getting where there's no pain. You just got feeling good. Said, you're not healed. And your back's been messed up. You're not healed. He said, yes, I am. And no, you're not. Get back in that bed. He said, no, I'm not getting back in that bed, doctor. I'm healed. So the doctor finally said, okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll run some tests. If we don't find any problems whatsoever, we'll let you go home. So it took them all day. They x-rayed him. They done checked him out from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet and finally decided there ain't nothing wrong with him, and they let him go home. Larry has been completely, totally healed ever since that day. See, when you exercise faith, God shows up, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't God wonderful?
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's absolutely out of this world, isn't he? Don't you love serving Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back over here. Let's see where we were. Behold, I give unto you power or authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Is that wonderful to know that you have that?
Yes.
Remember that. Don't forget that. Then let's go back to, where were we in? Matthew 10, 8 or 8 or 9 or something like that. Okay. Okay, there's where it said, okay, heal the sick.
Cleanse the lepers.
Uh-oh, now there's a good one right there. That'll separate the boys from the girls right there, let me tell you for sure. Raise the dead. Well, you want to stir up a problem in a Baptist church, just go in there and tell them. In fact, I was in a Baptist church right over here in Justin years ago, and the preacher happened to read some verse similar to this, and I had just raised Bo Jackson from the dead in the name of Jesus. Really, literally. He had died, had a massive heart attack and died. And I went to the hospital in Irving and spoke and rebuked the spirit of death. And the Lord raised that boy from the dead. And I'm over here in the Baptist church sitting way back there in the back, probably 200 or 300 people there that Sunday. And he said, you know, there's something about this. He says, but you know, this one we don't need to talk about because this don't work no more. Here, this has raised the dead. So he said, that was for only the apostles only. He said, by the way, anybody in this room raised anybody from the dead lately? And I started to jump up, and I thought, if I get up, they all already know I'm crazy. But if I jump up from here, they're going to really say, oh, there's that crazy Thurman again. I was known as that guy. You know, I believed in this stuff. I'm still known as that guy, my wife said. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, so freely give this away.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Kick the Devil Out, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.